Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Welcome, one and all. I don't know if anyone else is as excited as I am. The calendar now says March. That means we are getting closer to the end of winter. It means we're closer to March Madness, but more specifically and more immediately, we are closer to conference championship week. Oh, that's right. I can't wait. But we're not going there right now because college basketball is it's a killer. No one listens. So where we need to start is there seems to be a pandemic going on, an epidemic going on. And I'm not talking about coronavirus. I'm talking about everyone popping kids out here. What the hell is going on? I don't know. I mean, Bogey, of all people. Shocking. We lost him to the fight. So Bogey's no longer with the No Kid Committee. But also, Matthew Stafford can't stop having kids. He going for number four. But I got to thinking about this weekend with all the fertile news, both at 97.1 The Ticket and within our local community. My question was the following. What is the optimal number of kids before you lose your mind, your sanity, your bank account, and any sense of personal freedom? Like, what? I saw a friend who was perfectly happy with two, tempted fate, has three, lost cabin pressure. I got a buddy who has four who simply gave up on living in his own life years ago. I got friends with zero, perfectly happy. I got friends with one, miserable. Listen, it's all over the board here. But here's my question with the Stafford one in specific. You cannot sell me having four kids is a good time. Can't do it. Can't do it. I was at the airport a couple of weeks ago, headed to vacation, and there was a family with three. And just watching their attempt to get on an airplane without causing an incident caused such an amount of anxiety to me, I ordered a drink. Like, their attempt at vacationing, their attempt at relaxing made me want to get off the plane. And that's three. How do you have four? I mean, David, you got two. Your wife wants a third. You don't. It's okay to say it.
No, we'll see what happens. We will.
Oh, no.
I think four is
you
the right.
You too now?
Yeah. Me too, yes.
David.
I'm thinking about it.
David, at what point do you consider money?
Well, you know.
How you gonna afford a third?
You know, I'm all set. You know, working here, I'm great.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
No, I think.
Right.
I would consider four, actually. I've completely changed my mind. I would consider four, maybe. I think that's the optimal number.
I just want to ask the people. This is very simple. With Bogey announcing he's going to be a daddy, God help everybody. With Stafford, Kelly Stafford announcing they're having their fourth. Like, is there a parent willing to come on the air and admit they had one too many kids? Like, is anyone willing to just say it? Like, you had two, you had a third, except it was twins, and now you're stuck with four? There's no way. Like, you can lie to me on the radio, but when you go to bed at night, you can't lie to yourself. I am fascinated by it. I don't know how you have four children. I don't. I don't even know how that is even remotely relaxing. It sounds awful. Awful. Now, Bogey's going to go from zero to one. Sounds awful enough. But then you go from like one to two, you're still playing man-to-man defense. You go for three, it's straight zone. It's zone D. You're dead. And I'm not going to tell you who, but I got a buddy who's completely lost cabin pressure with a third.
See, but that's why you need four, because you don't want to play zone defense. You need to continue with the man-to-man.
Dude, that's a five-on-three power play. See, you can't do that. It's a two-man advantage.
No. See, here's why I'm thinking four is great, because I already have two, right? So if I decide I have a third one, well, you know, they're kind of like 7 and 9 now. I kind of need the other one to have someone that's right next to them. So four, to me, would be perfect.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a buddy system, exactly.
Yeah, but David, think about the financial aspect here. You're going to work till you die because these kids are leeches these days. They're all millennial leeches. They're all soft. They're all, you know what, Dave? You know what's going to happen? Your kids are going to go to college. They're going to come back and live with you. They're going to leech off mommy and daddy until they're 28. I don't know how you watch sports. I don't know how you live.
I think most people want two of three kids.
That's right.
Two of three kids. Get it? No, I had to. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
And I
thanks
do want,
for that, Mike.
I want two of three kids. No, I think three is the optimal number when I think about it. You know,
wait, one day
when I have kids, I would want three.
But you don't want kids.
Eventually, I would. I'd get bored.
Well, we have breaking news then.
Not anytime soon. Not anytime soon.
Wait a minute. Is this the season of love?
Not for me. No, but, nothing planned, at least, no.
Bogey is so fertile, he's having a child. Stafford can't stop having kids.
Right,
we've
right.
got, like, Midwestern Philip Rivers. Do you want to announce something?
Five, six years away, at least, yeah. When I'm 32, that'd be great. Right now, I'm 26. No way. Not anytime soon. But when
you want to save your hair first to lose your sanity.
Yeah, I got other stuff to do first before kids. But I think three, Mike, because here's what you do. You have a boy, then you have a girl, then you have another boy. So you get your two boys, you have a girl, she's in the middle, and then she has an older brother to protect her.
That's not how that works, though.
But that would be the perfect situation.
But, like, look at Stafford. Stafford's outnumbered.
No, he has another girl, too.
He's already at a 4-1 deficit with his wife and three daughters. If this last one's not a boy, I'd move to Mexico.
I cannot imagine.
I'd run away.
Having four girls.
But I always think about this. What is that optimal number where you began losing your sanity? Our callers are very fertile people. You know how many times we've messed around joking around with David about kids and how his wife wants another and he doesn't? We got guys calling up, I got seven kids. I'm going, what? Now, hold on. Here's the other thing. This is what I don't get. Stafford has FU money. I mean FU money. He can do whatever he wants.
Sure.
They could hire a night nurse for every kid. They could have a personal assistant by day. They could do whatever they want to do. So technically, you don't even have to wake up and parent if you don't want to. I'm not advertising that. I'm just saying if they chose. I'm talking about the average person now. Even if you make good money, real good money, four kids? I'll tell you what you've
done. $250,000 by the time you're 18.
Nah, and I think that's low. Because then you have to factor in what's the price of your sanity.
Time versus money.
What's the price of all the things you didn't get to do? The answer is it's priceless. You are essentially bankrupt when you have four kids. You're bankrupt. Because, I mean, like, I talked with somebody last week. I don't want to say their name. No, it's not TJ. Relax. But I talked to somebody last week, and they said it. They got back from a trip to Disney with their kids. They actually hated it. You know, it was nice making the kids happy, but, like, I hated every moment of the actual trip. It's awful. Traveling with children, the park, the price gouging.
The airline. All
it's awful. And I'm like,
but that's that right there.
What do you want me to say? You did it. What do you want from me?
But even on a lesser scale, on a more micro level, think about when you start having more kids, two, three, four kids, you know what else changes? The size of the vehicle, the cars that you're driving around. Because
you're right. Stafford can't do an F-150 ad anymore. He's got to go Astro van.
You have to have an SUV or a minivan or something. And then not to mention the kids' friends that you're driving around too eventually. That would change too.
But think about it. How do you relax? How do you ever just have a quiet moment outside of when you're on the toilet? I don't get it. Maybe I'm just emotionally broken. Maybe there's something wrong with me. If you had one, you could work your way around it. Two, you're at the outer limits.
No, that's not the outer limits.
It's the outer limits. When you have two of four people in the house that don't know how to poop at the appropriate room, you've lost cabin pressure.
No, see, what happened to the old days? What happened to the 30s and the 40s?
I know the answer. I know the answer. People got smart.
I mean, when people had 13, 14 kids, what happened to that?
Idiots.
They had no problem doing that. Why can't we?
I talked to Powers about it. His wife's grandparents had 13 kids.
Yeah, same here. My great-grandparents, same thing.
David, if you had 13 children today, you'd be living on the street unless you turned the 13 kids into a traveling circus.
You know what? I'm having a meeting with my wife tonight. We're going to start on having 13. We need 11 more kids. Let's go. Wow.
I don't think this is a good idea. You can't afford it.
But
straight up, you can't afford it. I don't know how people afford four kids. I don't care what kind of money you're making. These kids are not cheap.
You can't. If you have one, you can't just have one kid. If you have one, you can't just have one.
Why?
You have to have another.
Why?
But then you have two, and then everyone has two. That's like the normal. Everyone has two. So that's why three is the best number. Because, Mike, if you have one kid, you got to give the kid a sibling. You don't want the kid to be an only child.
Why? Most siblings don't like each other.
Well, that's part of growing up.
Oh, I tell you. 248-539-9797. We got Bogey having a kid. We got Stafford having a fourth. I wanted to see if people would be willing to be honest and tell me this optimal number of kids. I think there are people like me, the optimal is zero. My wife and I have made a choice that we don't want kids. We're happy. I don't know. I tell you what.
People are saying zero, too.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I got a buddy who's got two kids. He tries to tell me how happy he is. He came by to watch the MSU-Maryland game on Saturday night. Guy passed out 5 minutes into the game, and I'm sitting there with a buddy who's passed out for 45 minutes. Yeah, the two kids, ooh, that's a good advertisement.
Great game for Sparty, by the way.
That was an exciting evening of entertainment. Now, this is real-time radio. Sully, I don't know if you were made aware, David came in about 30 seconds ago as I had used the facilities. I walked in, and he goes, I have something to say. I need breaking news. I responded with something, and he wouldn't answer me. I swear to God, if this is the news you're breaking, I'm leaving. Go ahead.
Now, listen, we didn't plan this at all. This topic came up, and I wasn't planning to do this. I was waiting. I was going to wait a few weeks.
I knew it.
But
I knew it.
Me and the wife are expecting baby number three in October.
Oh, congrats.
So it's happening, the movement to 11.
What is in What is in the air right now? Bogey announcing pregnancy. David announcing. Stafford having a fourth. What is it with you people?
David, congratulations, man.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
What are you congratulating him for? He's going to quit.
No, we know that they've been thinking about
stay.
It. That is exciting. Boy or girl?
We don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Okay.
Oh, God.
You might have just said that, but I was getting the sound effects ready.
Yep. Don't know yet.
But you're right about the car. Sully is right about the car because it is changing. I am getting an SUV. I have to. I cannot live the way I'm living right now. Everything has to change.
Now, how long did you say you've known?
We've known for a couple months now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This is remarkable.
Yeah.
What a day. Bogey news. Stafford comes out and outshines Bogey's news. Now David comes out and says, you know what? I know these news announcements have been made. I'm making my own announcement. That's crazy. Yeah. Love is in the air.
Woo!
Wow.
Great times.
Especially during winter season, it seems like a lot of announcements happen.
Yeah, what is wrong with me that I just don't? I feel no joy with this. All I feel is like I'm going to need a new call screener, a member of my show.
I am here to stay.
You're out. You're done. You're not staying. You're going to have three kids. You're out of here. This is unbelievable. I got to talk to that wife of yours. What the hell is going on over there?
Now, wait, what's that? I'm hearing Mike Valeni. You have an announcement you'd like to make, right?
You're insane.
Could you imagine if you just, hell, you know what, guys? I got something I'd like to add to this as well. Hit the news.
No.
Let's keep it going. Anyone else, by the way, anyone else with a pregnancy announcement, 248-539-9797. Let's get as many as we can today, okay?
David, you just subscribed to zone defense. Okay, let's get to the people. I just had to ask. I mean, with Bogey's announcement, Stafford's having number four. Now, David. 20 minutes into the show, number three. Here, we'll go to Josh. This whole thing's ridiculous. Josh, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm just confused at everything happening around me.
Oh, I completely understand. So I have three kids and one too many. Seriously, everything changes, not just the car. You're upgrading the hotel. You can no longer fit in a booth. You are paying for everything. By the way, congratulations, Hatchet. You're going to love it.
But oh, God. You just called saying you had one too many.
Exactly. I'm being sarcastic. No, you are officially outnumbered. You can handle two. One person can take one kid. The other person can take the other, and you can tackle any situation. Three is too many. It is. It changes everything around you, and you have officially lost sanity. There's no more cabin pressure.
So, again, how do you have four?
Oh, you don't. You don't. You need to find a way not to. I have no idea what Stafford's thinking. I mean, I guess if I had his money and could afford, you know, all the help in the world.
Stafford
story.
Is not real world because he's got FU money. Not. Each kid could have his own professional mommy hired. So, no, that's not real. I'm talking for the rest of us who don't make $27 million a year.
Oh, you don't. You're officially in debt. Pretty much forever, because let's be honest, your kids are going to need you at 25, 30 years old. You were looking at four-bedroom houses instead of three-bedroom houses. I can't go to McDonald's and not spend $35. Like, let that sink in.
And you enjoy this?
No.
Oh, good. All right. This is excellent.
I love my children, but two was enough. I was happy at two.
There it
is.
You
officially upgraded the car. You officially upgraded everything. No dollar that you make will be yours.
Very long time. Josh, I have to tell you, I'm not willing to go that route.
So think about it, though. We have Kyle Bogey, David Hatchet Menhol, and Ryan Woolley, who are all pregnant, or their wives are pregnant, at the same time.
Did Woolley announce that?
He told us a couple months ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is announced. So, and congrats, obviously, to Ryan Woolley and his lovely wife.
What is in the water at this place? Honest to God. And then Stafford goes for four. Why? What are people doing?
Crazy.
Go to Shane 97.1. What's up, Shane?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I am totally confused, Shane.
Well, so a buddy of mine that I work with, really, he had one kid. She's about 2 years old now. But now he is ending up with quadruplets. He only wanted one more, and they're ending up with four more.
Oh, my God. Okay, Shane, right off the top, that's a financial catastrophe.
Yes, it is.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
I don't know. I work in the same company. I can barely afford my Lee's F-150, so that's just me.
Right, but I mean, Shane, you get my point. Like, you go out and you drop four kids on a household at one time. Unless you're making Stafford money, I don't know how you do it. You are talking about, this dude's going to go broke.
He might already be. I have no idea. Because I don't make that much. He's in the same business. He's already got one. Now he's got four more coming. He said he only wanted one more, but now he's got four. It was kind of a quite surprise I heard.
Can I ask a question without anyone getting offended? Like, I'm not trying to turn this into some philosophy or religious argument. Shane, isn't there a way to just ensure you have one and not seven?
I would imagine so. I mean,
or is that an inappropriate question?
I wouldn't say so. Me and my girlfriend are in the same boat as you and your wife. We don't want any kids. We want to live our life and enjoy it. We just don't want kids.
Well, Shane, let me tell you something.
We'll deal with a niece and nephew, but
amen. I love my nieces and nephews. I love them. But I'll tell you, Shane.
I just had a nephew come in November, right after Thanksgiving.
Jesus and guess crazy, what? So. Shane, the best part of not having kids is you're going to be judged to your face and behind your back because people are going to get mad at you for doing exactly what you want to do and they can't do it. And they're going to spin it around on you. Watch. It's unbelievable.
I get it. But he's a good kid. And what's great about niece and nephew, you can give them back right when they start crying.
This is no longer entertaining. Take it away. It's like the Santa Claus in A Christmas Story. Okay, put it down the slide. David, you're being for real. You're having a third. Stafford's having a fourth. We got anybody in the audience having a fifth?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be wild.
I need someone's head examined.
I can't do more than four.
David, think about this, though. Shouldn't we have a credit score check for people after they have one?
I've always believed that.
Shouldn't
yes.
there, like, if you have to have a credit check to get a lease or a credit check to Finance Furniture. Why are we not, like, how do you not credit check people and go, listen, buddy, you got a 620 credit score. Mm-hmm. You can't have a fourth kid here. You're killing me. You got to wrap it up.
You know how you have a financial advisor? You should also have a baby advisor.
A fertility advisor.
Like, you know what? You know, you don't need another one. You can't have another one. That's it.
248-539-9797. Stafford's having a fourth. Hatchett's having a third. Bogey, of all people, having a baby.
I wasn't going to do this, but I have a big announcement coming up in 5 minutes as well.
I'll tell you right now, I will leave this show.
I guarantee that's not happening.
I will leave this show.
No, I can promise that's not happening.
97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.